This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A senior ECOWAS official told West African Army generals that the bloc is ready to intervene militarily in Niger if a coup there is not reversed. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the valiant forces of West Africa are ready to answer the call of duty. That was as he addressed army generals from member states who were meeting in Ghana. Military officers in Niger deposed President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. They've defied calls from the United Nations, ECOWAS and Western powers to reinstate him. That prompted West African heads of state to order a standby force to be assembled. Moussa listed past ECOWAS deployments in Gambia, Liberia and elsewhere as examples of readiness. He also accused the junta of playing cat and mouse with the bloc. The junta has said it's open to talks to resolve the crisis.
The head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, who has been heavily criticized for not activating disaster sirens during last week's wildfire response, resigned, citing health reasons. VOA's Diane Robbins has more.
Herman Ndaya has been under fire for not activating disaster sirens during last week's wildfire response. Maui's mayor accepted Ndaya's resignation, the county of Maui announced on Facebook. As the wildfire death toll rose to 111 on Wednesday, Ndaya defended not sounding sirens as flames raged. He said he was afraid the sirens would have prompted people to flee into mountains or inland where fires were burning. Hawaii has what it touts as the largest system of outdoor alert sirens in the world. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And President Joe Biden is set to arrive in the fire-ravaged Maui on Monday. This is VOA News. An ex-police officer considered by many to be Haiti's most powerful gang leader warns he will fight if attacked. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Jimmy Cherizier, best known as Barbecue, urged Haitians on Wednesday to mobilize against the government. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been pushing for the deployment of a foreign armed force to help fight powerful gangs that control most of the capital. Kenya has offered to lead a multinational force, and the U.S. plans to put forward a resolution in the U.N. Security Council to authorize a non-U.N. mission. Cherizier says he would welcome a foreign force if it were to arrest the Prime Minister and people he describes as corrupt politicians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations Security Council says people are starving in North Korea as their government ramps up its military programs and becomes more repressive. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says the people of North Korea have endured economic hardship and government repression, but now it's both.
Increasing repression of the rights to freedom of expression, privacy and movement.
UN Special Investigator on Human Rights in North Korea, Elizabeth Salmon.
Some people are starving. Others have died due to a combination of malnutrition, diseases.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield blames Kim Jong-un and his quest for military dominance.
Powered by repression and cruelty.
The UN Security Council took no action but agreed to hold the North Korean government accountable. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taiwanese Vice President William Lai returned on Friday from a sensitive visit to the United States, saying he showed the island self-confidence venturing into the international community. China claims Taiwan as its territory and denounced the transit stops in the U.S., calling Lai a separatist and a troublemaker. Lai officially only made transits into the United States first in New York and then San Francisco on his way to and from Paraguay to attend the new president's inauguration in one of only 13 countries that maintains formal ties with Taipei. And the United States Thursday imposing new sanctions on four Russian security agents that accused of being involved in the 2020 poisoning of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The mayor of a Canadian town has given residents until noon Friday to evacuate as fire battles, crews battle fires to keep them from reaching Yellowknife. The fires were within 16 kilometers of the northern edge of the city on Thursday. For more news, VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.